All right, let's get into it. Today we're building a transition flip system for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12, aimed at jungle and old-school DNB vibes. And the big idea here is simple, we're not trying to make the whole track sound lo-fi all the time. We're creating a controlled moment, usually one or two bars, where the energy flips from clean and modern into that worn, warped, tape-smeared rave memory vibe, and then snaps back into focus for the drop. That contrast is what makes it hit. In drum and bass, especially jungle and old-school-inspired styles, arrangement is everything. If every section is always full-on, the track stops having shape. So this lesson is about making a reusable transition system, something you can drop into different tunes whenever you want that flicker between eras effect. Think tape wobble, scanline haze, detuned color bleed, breakbeat fragments, and a clean low-end payoff when the drop lands. So first, think about where the flip belongs in the track. The best spots are usually the last one or two bars, before a drop, a mid-8 switch-up, a breakdown into the second drop, or the end of a 16-bar phrase if you're making something DJ-friendly. You want a place where the arrangement already has some tension, because the transition works best when it feels like a deliberate shift, not just random sound design dropped on top of a busy section. A really good move is to keep the main drop clean and punchy, then use the VHS flip on the last two bars of the build. That way the transition becomes the memory smear right before everything resets. In DNB, that phrase-based structure matters a lot. The listener needs to feel the next section arriving. Now let's set up a dedicated transition area. You can do this in arrangement view or session view, but either way, keep it separate from your main drums and bass. Make a group or lane called something like VHS Flip FX or Edit Chain. Inside that, you might have a chopped break track, a noise texture layer, a stab or a chord hit, and a resampled transition audio track. This part is important. This is not just an FX chain. It's an editing system. The strongest DNB transitions usually come from the arrangement first, then the processing second. So color code your clips. Name them clearly and think of each part as a role. Maybe one clip is the reverse wash, one is the tape stop, one is the break flick, and one is the drop reset. That way you can reuse the system later instead of rebuilding everything from scratch. Next, let's build the actual VHS color chain. Put this on a return track or on a dedicated transition audio track. A solid starting order is auto filter, saturator, redux, chorus ensemble, echo, reverb, and then utility at the end. Here's the vibe you're aiming for. Auto filter narrows the bandwidth, saturator adds grit, redux gives you that digital degradation, chorus ensemble smears the stereo image a little, echo creates repeat haze, reverb adds depth, and utility lets you control width, so you can narrow things down before the drop and reopen them when it lands. As a starting point, try a low-pass or band-pass filter with a cutoff somewhere around 300Hz to 3kHz depending on how dramatic you want it. Add a little resonance, but don't overdo it. On saturator, push maybe 2 to 6dB of drive and use soft clip if needed. On redux, be careful. You want degradation, not destruction. Around 8 to 12 bits gives you a more obvious VHS grime, while 12 to 14 bits keeps it subtler. Chorus ensemble should be slow and gentle, just enough to blur the edges. Echo can sit on 1/8 or 1/4 sync with moderate feedback and filtered repeats. Reverb should stay fairly short to medium so you don't wash out the sub. And utility is your final control for width. A great rule here, make the transition feel narrower, dirtier, and more unstable as it approaches the drop. Then suddenly open everything back up when the drop hits. That contrast is the whole trick. Now for the break edit itself. If you want this to feel like old school jungle and not just generic glitch, the break has to keep some recognizable drum grammar. That means the listener should still be able to follow the snare placement, the pickup, or the groove shape, even when it's degraded. So slice a breakbeat loop into 1/2 bar and 1 bar fragments. Keep some ghost notes. Keep some off-grid feel. Don't quantize every single hit to death, because that can kill the jungle swing. Try shapes like a reverse snare into a kick, a single break hit with a filter sweep, a two-hit stab plus break tail, or a short, tape-stop moment right before the drop. You can also restart a break fragment to mimic a degraded rewind. If you want it to breathe, use groove pool with subtle swing, or extract groove from the break itself. The main thing is movement, not perfection. A really practical move is to take the final two bars and cut the break into 4 smaller chunks. Then automate a low-pass sweep from around 8kHz down to maybe 600hz. Add a reverse cymbal or reversed break tail right before the drop. That alone can already give you a strong VHS rave feel. Now let's talk about the flip itself. The flip happens when multiple things change at once. Don't rely on just one effect. Automate several parameters together over one or two bars. For example, close down the auto filter cutoff, narrow the utility width, bring up echo dry slash wet just before the hit, increase redux slightly for digital bleed, swell the reverb into the transition, and push the saturator harder in the last half bar. That combination creates the sense that the sound is collapsing into tape wear. A classic shape would be this. The first bar stays mostly clean, then in the second bar, around beat 3 through to the drop, the sound gets narrower, more degraded, and more smeared. Then, when the drop hits, everything snaps back into clarity. Wide drums, mono sub, clean transient. That's the payoff, and that payoff is why this works. The ear hears the drop is bigger, because the transition temporarily descopes the sound. Now here's where the system gets really powerful. Resample the moment. Set a new audio track to resampling, and record the last 2 to 4 bars of your transition. Once it's printed to audio, you can sculpt it much more aggressively. You can reverse tiny sections, add fades, pitch one part down by a semitone or two, slice it into call and response shapes, or place a tiny pause right before the drop. This is especially useful for jungle and old-school DDNB, because resampling gives you that one-shot edit culture feel. It stops the transition from feeling like a polished loop, and makes it feel more like something played from a tape machine or chopped from a sampler. A nice extra move is to duplicate the resample transition and create a second version that's pitched down slightly, maybe 1 to 3 semitones, and narrowed in stereo. Then crossfade into the clean drop version. That contrast can feel huge. Now let's protect the low end, because this is where people often wreck the mix. VHS color is cool. Muddy subs are not. During the flip, the sub should either disappear cleanly or stay extremely controlled. Keep your low-end mono if needed. Use auto filter or EQ8 to carve space in the transition layers. Fade the bass out before the most warped moments. Then bring the sub back in clean on the drop. A good mix rule is this. The transition FX can get noisy and wide, but the sub should stay centered and stable. Don't fill the 20 to 120 Hz zone with reverb or chorus. Let the mids and highs carry the degradation, while the low end stays disciplined. Then make sure the drop reset is strong. If the transition is all haze and no payoff, the system falls apart. The first bar of the drop should feel clearly different. Hard dry drums. Full mono sub. A fresh break layer with tighter transients. A reese that opens up after being filtered. Or a clean stab that snaps the ear back into focus. A nice arrangement shape could be this. Bars 13 and 14 build normally. Bars 15 and 16 are the VHS flip with filtering, echo bloom, and break degradation, and bar 17 is the full drop with dry snare, mono sub, wide top loop, and an aggressive bass response. That's classic DNB tension and release. Degrade, suspend, impact, restore. If you want more punch, use drum bus carefully on the break or drum group. A little drive, a touch of crunch, maybe some transients if the break needs more snap, and damp if the highs get too brittle. You're aiming for sample tape energy with modern club weight, not overcooked distortion. Also, don't forget the extra coach note here. The best transitions often come from removing elements rather than adding more. Think of the flip as a micro-arrangement. Use one anchor, like a snare placement or a stab rhythm, and let the rest fall away around it. If it starts sounding messy, simplify one dimension at a time. Narrow the stereo first, then reduce the high end, then reduce repeat density, then bit depth if needed. And always check how it feels at low volume. If the transition still feels exciting quietly, it will probably work in a club. If it only works when it's loud, it may be relying too much on texture and not enough on arrangement. Here are a few advanced variations you can try once the basic system is working. First, a two-stage flip. Stage 1 goes from clean to worn. Stage 2 goes from worn to a near silence or abrupt void. Then you slam the drop in after that tiny gap. That little moment of empty space can make the drop feel way bigger. Second, dual tape contrast. Duplicate the transition. Process one copy as soft, smeared, and narrow, and the other as bright, brittle, and slightly delayed. Pan them against each other for a broken deck feel. Third, negative space flip. Instead of adding more effects, cut elements away. Leave only a snare ghost, a reverse tail, and a filtered mid-hit. That can feel very cinematic and very authentic to old sampler edits. Fourth, tempo illusion. Use a short delay feedback burst or beat repeat style moment right before the drop, then cut it dead so the next section feels like it catches up. Fifth, perspective swap. Put the break in the foreground briefly, Push the bass into the background with filtering and width reduction, then restore the bass and let the drums fall back into place. That creates a really cool camera movement effect in the arrangement. You can also add small details like noise glue, a transient ghost snare, a damaged stab, a fake deck stop, or a little monitor bleed into the first half bar of the drop. Those are the kind of tiny touches that make the transition feel physical rather than just processed. For homework, I'd actually recommend making three versions of the same transition. One subtle version for smooth DJ blends, one classic VHS flip with resampled break fragments and echo smear, and one hard rewind with a stronger pitch drag, a dropout, and a really obvious reset into the drop. Print all three, keep the sub under control, and compare which one feels best at low volume.